This administration says President Donald Trump is considering the transfer of the American embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Al-Quds.
And while for the past 20 years, Congress and successive administrations have expressed a willingness to move our embassy, as we speak, President Donald Trump is actively considering when and how to move the American embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem.
Vice President Pence made the remark at a meeting with members of the Israeli mission at the United Nations on the 70th anniversary of the UN Resolution 181 on the partition of the occupied territories between Israel and Palestine. The fate of the city of Jerusalem, Al-Quds, is a thorny issue in any talks between the Israelis and the Palestinians. Palestinians consider East Jerusalem, Al-Quds, as their capital. Trump has pledged to move U.S. Embassy to the Holy City, but he might extend a previous waiver to avoid the transfer for some time. Joining us live now from Toronto is Mr. Eric Wahlberg, who is an author and journalist. Thank you very much for joining us. Do you think that Donald Trump will genuinely move the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Al-Quds?
Well, this is not something new. And I'm from Canada, so I watch the nonsense that we see now with Trump. I'm appalled, of course, but we have our own. In 1980, our conservative, a very young, inexperienced Prime Minister, Joe Clark, did the same thing when he came to power. He said, I'm going to move the Jerusalem, the embassy to Jerusalem. And a few weeks later, he kind of it stopped, because it turns out that there are Arab businessmen, and there are a lot of Canadian businesses that do work trade with the Arab world. And they will not abide this. They will boycott the U.S. It's quite humorous that we have, or not humorous, but it's ironic. We have this battle against BDS, boycott, divestment, and sanctions, the movement to try and boycott Israeli goods. We have this going on, and we have the American and Canadian governments passing laws to prevent that boycotting. But they're going to, these governments, Canada, we are not silly enough to change the Jerusalem. But George Bush tried it in 2000, it petered out. And now Trump seems to be trying it on for size. I don't know if he needs his history or his past politics, but I'm sure the same pressures are going to come against Trump as they went against Bush and against our own unfortunate prime minister that ended up losing power shortly after he tried to change the embassy to Jerusalem. So it's a curse, this vow to change the embassy as if it's some kind of holy tradition to go back 5,000 years. These Zionist intrigues really just backfire. So I'm not really that concerned that he will do it, but I mean, he may, but you know what's even more worrisome is that the PLO office in Washington, which acts as an embassy because the U.S. says there's no Palestine, but it needs that contact with the PLO, they're threatening to close that office. And because the PLO has taken a suit to the International Criminal Court to prosecute Israelis for alleged for crimes against Palestinians. And so the U.S. is threatening to close the PLO office unless it withdraws this suit. So I don't know. Things are crazy. Trump, everything's upside down now. But I think that PLO decision is even more worrisome than this Jerusalem threat.
Okay, we'll leave there at that. But of course, would you appreciate to bring that all into context for us?